of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
July is ice cream month. Ah, ice cream. A person's passport to sensitive teeth and bigger underpants. I don't wear underwear. I can eat all I want.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Iran's president says they'll start enriching as much uranium as they want for their nuclear program.
Hassan Rouhani telling his cabinet, our advice to America and Europe is return to the negotiating table. Iran is rebelling in protest at American sanctions after the U.S. withdrew from the accord last year.
Fox's Simon Owen. Preparations are underway in Washington, D.C. for tomorrow's 4th of July salute to America, including a speech by President Trump at the Lincoln Memorial.
In addition to tanks and military vehicles on the ground, the event will feature flyovers from each branch of the military, as well as Air Force One, Marine One, and an aerial show by the Navy's Blue Angels. A number of Democrats argue the president is turning a national holiday into a campaign rally. Another concern from lawmakers is the price tag, which has not been disclosed.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. This is Fox News.
Congratulations. You've navigated your radio dial to a morning show you can sink your teeth into. With Greg Budell.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Jay Scott.
Well, this is not a boat accident.
Emily Hayes.
Chief Brody, you are uptight.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Welcome to your daily dose of Three Men and a Lady.
A bigger boat. Canoe, join us this morning. Thank you very much.
Canoe?
What? Yes, I'm paddling upstream here this morning. Or you just don't like my sense of humor as an OAR. Greg.
Or
my lands.
It's an either or situation.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
More intense, steamy heat today and tomorrow. The high temperature both days, 96, 97. You figure in the heat index, and you come up with close to the 105 danger range, maybe a degree or two either side of that. Scattered thunderstorms for the lucky communities. There'll be a few more today than there were the last couple of days. Same thing tomorrow. Some will be quite strong, but most towns will get skipped. Lows tonight in the mid-70s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, more of the same with highs in the mid-90s, but a couple of additional afternoon showers around. You know, they're not going to be widespread, but decent coverage over the weekend. Right now, this morning, we have 77 degrees and a dew point of 75, which makes it feel kind of miserable at 5 minutes after 7.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
It is 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Coming up in just a few minutes, Random Facts with Jay Scott. And that will be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. And today, we'll also be able to play not only the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney.
But we'll have time for a conundrum, too.
Did y'all see that Lee Iacocca passed away yesterday?
Yeah.
94.
Iconic figure.
I feel bad because I thought he was already dead.
Well, then you wouldn't be disappointed at the news. Now, there's a guy. I mean, there were people that wanted him to run for president. I think he kind of would have been in a sort of a parallel to Trump in that he was a businessman and knew how to cut big deals and stuff. And one of the things that made him popular with people was his bluntness.
His commercials.
We may have the audio from one of those.
What was his little tagline that he was about?
One was, if you can find a better car, buy it.
That's the one I'm thinking about. Yeah. Yep.
The K cars were his idea now.
And the I didn't know the Mustang was...
When he was with Ford, that's...
When he was with Ford, but the K car is what brought Chrysler out of their financial slump.
That's what made the difference. But that shines a light on something that was a problem for American manufacturers in the 70s. They made crappy cars.
They did, and that's when the Japanese cars became popular. Mm-hmm. Honda was the first one of the first.
Datsun. Yeah.
And the American automakers had to come to terms with that because that was what people were saying. You know, this I'll never forget. I bought a brand new Corvette in 1978. It's about $7,000 then.
Yikes.
For a brand new 78 Vet. Wow. That was the one I had painted three times for various emotional issues.
Poor decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. You wonder why I have no money in the bank today. But I had the car, I think, 3 months. I went to a nightclub on a December evening. And while we were in there, it started to snow very heavily. It was a heavy, wet snow. And I'm at least 20 miles from home. I get into the car, and I flip up the windshield wiper lever, and it just snapped off. Hmm. I said, what kind of dime store crap is this? So now, it's midnight or 1 in the morning on a Saturday night. Where do you go to get your wiper? And nobody with me to take me home.
Hmm. This is before 24-hour Walmarts, right?
Oh, yeah. And I did have, like most of us in the Midwest, squeegee with a scraper on the other side.
Yeah.
So I had to drive home with the window rolled down and my arm pulling across the windshield to get the snow off so I could see where I was going. And I had to take side streets.
Sure.
Which made it an even longer trip because it wasn't going to get on the Stevenson Expressway with that setup. But
American workmanship went downhill. What kids used to say? What we used to say? Ford is fixer repair daily. Ford stands for
fix. Yeah.
No, man, I saw it up close and personal. I'm supposed somebody with real industry experience could tell you more about it. But we absolutely, it's not just because they've enhanced safety features and add all these extra little touches into a car, sound system, Siri, all the things you can do, hands-free communication, etc. But they are absolutely made a better product. I think they're inspected more carefully because it cost them billions of dollars. It's like the Pinto. How much money did they shell out because those things exploded if they got hit from behind?
What a lovely car.
It really was. This is maybe some Iacocca audio from the 70s. Let me see.
Our Chrysler LeBaron series. Nobody has anything like them. Not Ford, not GM, not the imports. I challenge you to compare their quality and technology to anything that comes out of Germany or Japan. There's this sporty coupe that's priced so that you won't go into sticker shock. And a four-door sedan that offers impressive gas mileage and six-passenger room. This handsome town and country, this dazzling convertible that puts a little fun back into driving. No cars are perfect, but these come pretty close. Drive them. See for yourself how quiet and smooth they are. If you don't agree they're the best Chrysler's ever made, the very best America has to offer at a sensible price, then I'm in the wrong business. Oh, one more thing. If you can find a better car, buy it.
That's the line. That's the line.
My sister had a Chrysler LeBaron. It was black and it had that maroon interior.
Ooh. Oh, the whorehouse. I mean, the Bordello interior.
The crap.
Hi, I'm Greg Bordello.
Anyway, it was a stick shift.
Stick?
And I remember my dad bought it for her and she was coming down to visit and the stick shift knob was missing. So I got to pick out the stick shift knob to go on it and I got a tortoise shell. No, it was really cool.
My first several cars were stick. And I couldn't imagine, I didn't want automatic. But when I got automatic, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, one of the worst decisions I ever made, I owned 8 or 9 Vets, I forget. One of them, though, towards the end was a stick shift because I bought into the whole macho thing. Some guy said, well, if you can afford a Corvette, why are you driving an automatic? What's the point?
Yeah.
Right. I got news for you. In Miami traffic, it took me about 3 days to figure out this was a mistake.
That clutch. Your foot is on the clutch the whole time. And
I was lucky the clutch lasted the first 10,000 miles because you've got it pushed down half the time waiting for traffic to start moving again. Horrible decision.
We have a stick shift in our car family. The Super U is a stick shift.
Goose drives. She's got a Jeep Grand Cherokee, and it's a stick.
I learned how to drive a stick on my dad's 1989 Jeep Wrangler.
Well, when you have a Mustang GT convertible,
you should have
got
to
have a stick, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I just lost my convoluted intro.
Oh no! Womp womp.
Womp 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 womp. It didn't make it up here.
Jay, he's looking at you.
Should have.
I know. Everything else did.
What are you going to do, Jay?
No, what am I going to do?
News talk, who's this?
What am I going to do?
You'll figure it out.
712 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Some of the worst cars from that era. Pinto, a Vega, and a Gremlin.
I had the Vega.
Yeah, I had a Vega.
Yeah. You had what?
A Pinto, a Vega, and a Gremlin.
A Vega.
It's a joke. That's what it sounded like you were setting up.
A Vega burned more oil than gasoline. Mm. I swear.
I was commuting between Detroit and Chicago. I think I told you this story once. This is in the winter. Every day. Because I'm doing a show in Chicago in the morning and 7 to midnight in Detroit. Yeah. And it's 200 and some miles, but back then the speed limit was 55, so it took for freaking ever. And I'm in the middle of nowhere when all of a sudden I hear this grinding sound from under the hood, and something is clearly wrong. The car won't move. I'm off on the side of the road. A truck driver stopped, managed to get me to a Chevy dealer in Paw Paw, Michigan.
Paw Paw.
Not Peepaw. Paw Paw. And so there the car sits. Then this truck driver was nice enough to take me all the way to Chicago.
Yeah.
And for the rest of that week, I had to fly back and forth. It was nuts. Craziest week of my life. Mm. And then I had to find a friend who would drive to Paw Paw with me so I could pick up the car when it was done. Turned out there was a recall, and my car qualified, so I eventually got all of my money back on it. But there again, you know, the car didn't have that many miles on it that a rod should plunge through the engine. Need a brand new engine.
It's an awful car.
And what does it say about any car, even then, that you could replace the engine for $500? Here's David.
The Gremlin, the Vega, and the Pinto, the three cars that rusted in the showroom.
Oh, man.
The quarter panels on those, first time I saw snow and salt, would rust out.
I arrived in this town with all my worldly possession in a 72 Vega.
Oh, man. You're lucky you made it.
Yeah.
I had my oldest brother, Steve, was actually one of, in the 70s, Chrysler used to have a team of guys. It was like their top mechanics, and each one was assigned a zone of the United States. He was in the Northwest, and if a dealership service department couldn't figure out what was wrong with the vehicle, they would bring him in to fix it. And my mom always wanted a LeBaron. And he told my mom, he said, those things are the biggest pieces of junk. Don't get one. She got one anyway. And within a year, she traded it in. It was just constantly in the shop, never ending.
Even the tires were crap then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The same tires on my car, it's close to 40,000 miles. They're still in excellent shape. They make everything, I will say this, they make everything better today.
Yeah, I had a 78 Dodge Magnum, which took the place of the Charger. And I put a whole set of Goodyear tires, new tires on it. Mm-hmm. Three of them went bad within a month.
I had a 1991 Honda Accord station wagon, and it's still tooling around Coleman County.
I still remember owning two sets of tires, one for the winter and one for the summer.
Oh yeah,
snow tires. That's how I learned to change a tire on my mom's Mustang.
Absolutely, everybody had to. You know, you had to make a change out when the snowfall, you know, came. So that's when you know winter had arrived in Chicago.
Nobody could jack up a car like me.
Yeah. So anyway, have a good one, guys.
Hey, later.
And let's see, Keith is on the line.
Hey, Keith.
Good morning. Y'all talking about them Vegas. Greg, I just sent you a picture of mine. Tell me what you think of that Vega.
Vega? Okay. You sent it in mail?
I sent a private message on his Facebook.
Oh, okay. right. Yeah, they were wonderful vehicles.
Tell me what you think about that one.
You have to look at the picture that he sent you.
He sent you a picture on Facebook about his car.
Okay.
His Vega.
There it is, Keith. Look at that.
Ew. Lovely color.
Yeah, that's Vomitron green. Looks like you got the special tires on that baby.
Well, it's got an LT1350 and a 6-speed in it.
Wow.
I just remember they burn oil.
They did, but there's sweet little cars to play with.
Well, it's funny. As time passes, it becomes an icon, you know? And there you are. Nice picture. Thanks for sending that.
News Talk. Who's this?
It is 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. Is this a call we're going to... Oh, it's Bolt. Hey, Bolt.
What's up? Good morning.
Morning.
You know, when I was 16, I was lucky enough to... my parents gave me their one owner 77 Datsun 280Z.
Ooh.
And that car was indestructible. When I turned 16 in 97, it still had every original light bulb in it. And I still have it. It got wrecked, and one day I'll restore it. And then I had a 2004 Accord 5-speed, and then the car I'm still driving now, I custom ordered it. It's a 2006 Accord, the V6 and a 6-speed manual that I had to custom order that way, and I've always driven a stick shift, and I still I haven't been able to make the switch to an automatic yet, but yeah, those old Datsuns and Hondas are still just indestructible vehicles.
Well, certain Datsuns were pretty obnoxious. The low end Datsuns were not that great, but
like the B210s or whatever.
I forget which ones that are the station first station
Datsun
I worked
became on, what
Datsun
Nissan.
Became Nissan. The station I used to the first radio station I worked for had a Datsun and with a Marty in it. You remember?
Oh,
we had one here. We had a Datsun. His name was Ratty. Worked in the sales
department.
I see what you did there.
Robert A. Datsun.
Look at Jay shaking his head. Yeah, I said it. There you go. Thanks for the call,
Thanks,
Bolt.
Man.
Good morning. Who's this?
Sharon.
Hey, hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
I called to tell you about my favorite first car and still my favorite car.
What a great topic.
Was my 1965 Dodge Dart.
A Dart.
Had three on the floor.
Three on the floor.
Yeah.
Huh. That was the best car ever. And I loved it because I learned to drive in Southern California. So going up over the canyons every day to work, I wouldn't drive anything but a stick shift.
Yeah, because you needed first gear for some of those steep environments. Yeah,
exactly.
I know what you mean.
I needed some control.
Yeah,
because you never knew who was coming around the curve.
Sure.
So yeah, great car.
Whoa.
I bought it. My parents bought it for me for $500 mm-hmm. used, and I drove it for 12 years. And a lady came and bought it and gave me $500 for it.
Oh, wow.
It was awesome.
Great memory.
Yeah, fun car to drive.
Appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, we are going to hit the traffic dungeon here real quick. By the way, whether you own a shiny new Vega or a fabulous Pinto or your Gremlin needs a little repair work, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the place to take your car. If you haven't had your vacation yet and you're going to drive it like I do, it's always a great idea to stop by, let them run the diagnostics, check everything out, make sure your fluids are all topped off and good, there's no leaks or anything else going on, rotate, do the rolling inspection on the tires so they can remove any embedded items that become little time bombs that could put you on the side of the road. In fact, it's so important to not have that happen that Rich texted me from Owasso when he passed it the other day.
I did.
Just so I knew he was okay.
Yeah.
So drive with confidence this summer or any time by partnering up with Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. True wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires and locations in twice a day Millbrook. Put your partner down and go. Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Downtown at 408 Madison. You need a ride or an accommodation, just ask. customer service beyond your highest expectations. 721, back with random facts in a few.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 7 o'clock rush hour, and we have a problem that is going to slow you down if you're coming out of Prattville. We have an accident at Highway 143 and I-65 South that involves an overturned vehicle, so be really careful as you pass through that area. The rest of the interstates are moving along just fine. We don't see any problems on I-85. If you are on the boulevard, traffic is building up real quickly. Be careful around the intersections. The 31s are starting to see a little bit of action as well, especially on the Wetumpka Highway as you're headed into town that way. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Roadside Fireworks Vendor.
Mr. Roadside Fireworks Vendor.
You lost your carnival job after a tragic tilt-a-whirl mishap. Now your vocation is something almost as dangerous. Selling explosives to teenagers out of the back of a box truck.
No smoking within 50 feet.
Yeah, you really shouldn't be smoking.
This new job is gonna be a blast, yeah.
So the next time you celebrate the birth of America with $300 worth of cheap Chinese pyrotechnics, raise your soon-to-be fingerless hand in salute to Mr. Roadside Fireworks Vendor, a real American hero.
Mr. Roadside Fireworks Vendor.
Ooh.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Senator Doug Jones met with rural hospital workers in Dadeville Tuesday. Jones heard from the staff at Lake Martin Community Hospital about the challenges they're facing. He says more funding is needed to keep these hospitals open. 8 months later and still no answers for the family of a man shot and killed last Thanksgiving. Jermaine Sanders was shot in the 1800 block of Church Street in Selma while walking home from Thanksgiving dinner. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest and conviction. And celebrate the 4th of July tonight at Blount Cultural Park in Montgomery. The event is free and open to the public. Music from Cam & Company starts at 6, followed by the fireworks show at 9 p.m. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
People talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a
A star is born. On July 3rd, 1962, the world welcomed little baby Tom Cruise.
Why isn't he crying, Doctor?
Talk to me, Goose. Oh, thanks, Xenu.
Tom Cruise, a star is born.
And now, let's put this radio station on cruise control for...
Random facts.
Oh, all right.
On Cruise's birthday.
Well, it's either that, yeah, or... Or play a Barney and call him our favorite Faxosaurus. I'll use that down the line.
I think you've used that before.
Oh, thanks, Xenu.
I don't remember. That's the benefit of being my age.
It's that you don't remember, so it's all new to you again.
Everything is new.
Did you know?
Well, you woke me up with that.
That's how it goes. Oh. Did you know?
Well, Canadian... KFCs? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are Kentucky Fried Chickens in Canada.
Well, sure. Well, of course there are.
Well, they don't serve biscuits.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Oh!
Canadian KFCs do not serve biscuits.
Wait, why? That's not right.
Which is odd, because a Canadian responded and said, I didn't know that non-Canadian KFCs served biscuits. But yeah, that's
why don't they have biscuits?
Is there a law?
Biscuits are a very American thing.
Well, I mean, so is fried chicken.
KFCs in England don't serve them either. They don't serve mashed potatoes in England at KFC.
What?
Is that right?
Up until about a week or so ago.
How is that even a KFC if you can't get that blop of mashed potatoes with that bloop of gravy on top of it?
Well, I hope they have fried chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, they better have fried chicken.
Somebody says, does anywhere outside of America serve whatever it is you call biscuits? I've seen confused Americans try to order them in half a dozen countries to a lot of confusion.
Yeah, because what are biscuits in England? There's like cookies.
Cookies, yeah.
Yeah. Chips or French fries.
Oddly enough, the Popeyes in Canada serves biscuits.
Good biscuit.
Yeah.
Now, that's a revelation. Popeyes in Canada.
Yeah.
Because I think of Louisiana.
Yeah,
I think of
Yeah.
Red lobster biscuits.
Oh, those cheddar cheese, garlic, biscuit, heaven.
I knew he had them in there somewhere.
Thanks, Popeye.
Peepaw Popeye. Did you know that Boeing in the 1970s fired 60,000 employees following the failure of their Concorde knockoff?
Mm-hmm.
And a downturn in general aviation during the time. So many people left the city. There was a billboard that read, will the last person leaving Seattle turn out the lights, please?
Right. You'll see that.
It was the Boeing bust, as it was called.
They had to reinvent themselves.
You will see that in the Smithsonian Channel documentary on the making of the 747.
Aerial Boeing?
No. No, the documentary on the development of that plane is an amazing thing to watch.
It is.
You have to be an aviation buff to appreciate it.
The whole history.
But that's in there because, they were trying to compete with the Concorde. And, of course, is the Concorde still flying? No.
No, they had to reinvent themselves, and Boeing did.
Back to you, Jay.
Did you know that Halley's Comet sparked a public panic in 1910?
Mm-hmm.
Charlatans sold comet pills.
Charlatans!
That would supposedly protect against the effects of the poison. Churches held all-night prayer vigils,
right.
And doomsayers wrote to the Royal Observatory to say that the comet would cause massive tides.
Sounds like Y2K.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the climate change alarmists,
And like I said, Y2K hysteria, that the world was going to basically, as we know it, end at midnight when all the computers were getting confused.
That's right. And as far as I know, there was one traffic signal in the entire country that went haywire, and that was it. They're so full of it. There's people that just love to be scared. I don't know why.
Was that the Halley's that Mark Twain died on in 1910?
He was born and died.
Yeah, but
with the appearance.
So
of
the was comment. 1910 would have been when he died.
Yes.
Yeah.
At age 76, 86 rather, because that's how frequently it visits. Well, let's see. I remember when it came back.
I thought it was 75.
In 1986.
75 years, isn't it?
Looking it up on the internet.
Maybe
it
was 75 or 76 years.
Last time it was here was 1986.
And 1910 was the year he died, so 76 years.
Yeah. It will not return until 2061.
Okay.
2061.
Are we off, you know, that week?
No, but you know what? When I was in Florida, I had a happy surprise. My buddy Captain Jack from Texas was down there, so we met for breakfast. And we have reservations at his house for the full eclipse in 2024.
2024.
So we got a place to stay and everything for that.
Nice.
Did you know of the term dog fooding?
Dog fooding?
Dog fooding?
Dog fooding is the term for using your company's product to gain the trust of customers. It gets the name from a dog food company president who actually ate a can of dog food in the shareholders meeting, saying, "If it's good for me, it's good for your dog."
I still want chicken, says Bailey.
I have yet to eat any dog food or taste it.
Of any kind.
No, not even a baked good dog food.
I take that back, actually. My parents did say that as a baby.
You ate some dog food?
Apparently, I ate some dog food. So
I did it.
It was hard dog food. It wasn't like it was, you know.
That gulp, that
stuff out of a can.
You haven't lived until you... Times are tough for me. And I had many an Alpo dinner.
Oh, man.
The beef and liver was my favorite.
Oh, good. Oh, and in Chicago, the beef and liver Alpo was particularly bad.
This is awful.
What?
It's all right if you warm it up a little.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't have a stove, so I started my car and put it on the engine. Back to you, Jerry.
Did you know that Charles Darwin was one of the very first people to come up with the idea of putting wheels on a chair?
Wheels on a bus.
So that he could work faster. He put them on his office chair so he could work faster.
Doesn't that seem like something that would have been kind of obvious since the wheel had been around for so long?
It makes the bus go round and round.
And you're trying to scoot it.
The fact that Charles Darwin, you know, came up with like, hey, let's put wheels on our chair. All right, that's fine. And they still didn't think to put it on their luggage until after we landed on the moon.
That's amazing to me.
Put wheels on it.
Yeah.
Just put wheels on it. You moving that thing? Put wheels on it. Mm-hmm. You got to move it around? Put wheels on it. And give it a leash or a long thing that you can hold and drag behind you. Anyway. Did you know? Oh, here's a gross fact for you.
Oh, no.
But it's just one of these things you can't do a thing about. I'm going to try my best to pronounce the names of these things. Demodex folliculorum. No, that's not a Harry Potter spell. And Demodex brevis. These are mites. They are invisible. There are thousands of them. And they are currently on your face.
Oh, man.
What is wrong with you?
I do that to be, it makes me scratch.
They're crawling around. They're eating. They're sleeping.
No. Oh. God, Jay, stop.
They can also be found on other parts of your body.
Shut.
The arms, the chest, the ears.
There. Stop there.
They
stop.
Do not invade internal organs, though.
They're thank God.
Well, that's nice.
That's
it's
enough.
Got a happy
that's
ending.
They're just on the surface.
Move on, Donald Ward.
I would absolutely hate to have my organ invaded by mites.
Where did it, sir?
Can't even look at you guys. It's gross.
Did you know that people have solved complex problems in their sleep? Such as the case of Elias Howe, who dreamt of the structure of a bobby pin, which led to the inventing of the sewing machine.
Haven't we all...
Or bobbin, I think is what it was.
I was going to say, was it the bobby pin or the bobbin?
The bobbin. The bobbin.
Yeah. Haven't you solved some things, though, in your dreams?
I believe I have. Yeah. The problem is, you got to somehow find the discipline to write it down.
Write it down
you
quickly.
You got to get out of that sleep and jot it down. Yeah. Yes.
Did you know a 74-year-old woman lay dead for a decade in her apartment before somebody found her body? She lived in Rotterdam. That was in the Netherlands.
Boy.
She died by natural causes, but since she was not officially dead, her pension was paid every month, and the bills were automatically paid as well.
So...
Which is why nobody thought anything different. Like, she wasn't missing payments.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't behind on anything.
Uh-huh.
So... nobody noticed.
Wow.
10 years.
That's sad.
Oh.
That's sad that you don't have anybody to notice.
To check on you. Mm-hmm. In 10 years.
Oh, this is 10 depressing.
Years.
Hey, if I don't post weather for a few days, somebody go check on me, will you?
And the whole time those mites are...
Stop!
Rot her damn body away.
I was going to do something with that, too.
The comments here got into talking about cats and cats and mice.
Go on. Just move on.
Says, my cat once brought a mouse to me, and I freaked out when I saw it, but it turns out the mouse wasn't dead. He was only playing dead until the cat dropped the mouse.
They do that?
And apparently, because then this is followed by a lot of other comments saying, yeah, that's what mice do. They'll play dead until the cat lets them go.
Wow.
And then they'll scurry away.
Word gets around, you know, hey, try this the next time a cat
comes. Exactly. Did you know about the Black War, or the British call it the Conquest of Tasmania? The Lieutenant General declared martial law, allowing for the British colonists to kill the Aboriginal Tasmanians with impunity. Historians today debate on whether to label the war as a genocide. Now, I tell you that fact so that I can tell you this fact. H.G. Wells had an idea of, I wonder what it would be like if Martians did to Britain what the British had done to the Tasmanians. Mm-hmm. And this is how he came up with the War of the Worlds.
Oh.
Or at least the plot of the War of the Worlds. And what would happen in that.
That silly Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, there's my link back to Tom Cruise. Everything links.
Yeah. It's his birthday today.
Yeah, that's right. Happy birthday, Tom.
And finally, did you know the first official medals of honor were awarded to several Union soldiers who went behind enemy lines and commandeered a train and sabotaged their way back to the north? Those are your random facts.
Well.
Okay, we hope you're paying close attention because we have a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question coming up. And today is a good day to get to Food Outlet and take advantage of Star Spangled savings.
Are these new? Today's Wednesday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bluebell ice cream. Bluebell ice cream, $3.95 for the big half gallon. Weiss medium eggs. You can make key lime pies till you're lime green in the face at 98 cents each. And by the way, they do sell Nelly's key lime juice at Food Outlet. So everything you need, including the whatever brand you want, sure, fine house brand, not the evaporated milk, but the heavy condensed milk that you need for a pie. So you can really, and the pie shells are also like $1.18 each, which is about 40 cents cheaper. By the way, the bread I made those sandwiches with.
Oh, it was great.
That's the Pepperidge Farm sourdough. But I had to pick that up on an emergency basis last night at Not Food Outlet. And I'm looking at the price tag, $3.98.
Was that sourdough?
Yes. And
okay.
Well, it's $3 a loaf every day at Food Outlet.
It's just a different packaging than what I'm used to.
No, that's a sourdough.
It was really good.
Okay.
I hope it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. The usual package has a purple thing. This had green on it. And I thought, oh, did he get a different brand?
But he went to a different store.
Now you've put
my... It was still good. I'm not complaining.
Put my bread in doubt. I'll have to go down and check. It's the yeast I could do. Oscar Mayer wieners. Is there a more All-American hot dog than that? 96 cents a package.
4th of July.
And that includes the bun link, baby. That is awesome. And T-bones are $5.95 a pound. Everything is cost plus 10. You will save significant money without having to clip a single coupon. Just by changing the place where you park your car and grocery shop. Try Food Outlet Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Millbrook, and of course on Main Street in the preferred community just west of 31. Now, with today's edition of Random Facts, here's Quiz Master Jay with today's pop quiz.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about Halley's Comet. When's the next time it's coming around? What year?
Good question. 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. Again, when is Halley's Comet next due to pass by? That was a big disappointment, by the way.
Really?
This fireball in the sky.
It was. I expected it to be significant.
It was
it
nothing.
Was very disappointing.
Big nothing. 741.
Montgomery Skywatch, making our way through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and we still see a problem on I-65 southbound. It's not slowing traffic down too much. There's an accident right at the 143 exit. The car is off way in the shoulder of the road, so be careful as emergency units start to pull that one back onto the roadway. If you're on I-85, we don't see any hangups for you. We do see bunches of cars on the boulevard, so be really careful around the major intersections. And if you're coming in on the 31s, it's crowded, but you're going to make it through just fine. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives, $36,000 per year salary. Text your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Okay, Johnny L is on the line. He wants to win today's $10 Fruit Loaded Pop quiz question. What you got?
Hello,
Johnny.
Hi.
It's 2061.
That is it. Correct.
You got it. Congratulations.
How old will you be in 2061?
12.
Oh, I won't be here.
Okay. Well.
If you were, though, how old would you be?
Oh, I don't know. I'm 56 now, so.
That's a lot of math, Jay.
Over 100.
Over 22.
97.
Yeah.
97? Yeah, you can do that.
Easy.
Yeah, stick around for the comet.
The only problem is you won't know what a comet is, but that's okay.
You won't be able to see it.
But you can say you were there and wear a t-shirt.
Greg's current contract goes till he's 97, right? Is that right?
Yeah, well, 97, 98, so.
It's a lifetime contract, but that's a very safe bet with me.
Yeah.
Hang on. Because with my history, you never know when the next bus is
coming. The next bus is coming.
That's not a metaphor.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Yesterday, we had a heat index of 105 and a high of 97, and I think today is going to be almost a carbon copy, and I think tomorrow is as well, with the same general numbers, near 105 on the heat index. Scattered thunderstorms will be a little bit more numerous on the radar than they were yesterday. That doesn't mean you're going to get one. That just means there will be more to go around. Our weather app will keep you on top of where they are and where they're headed and where they will be in a couple of hours. And that's great to have over the holiday. The low tonight will be in the mid-70s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, storms will be in greater supply. Still, not every town will get one. They'll still be random, but there'll be more on the radar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs in the middle 90s. And the beach forecast calling for a small rain chance, widely scattered storms today and tomorrow, a better rain chance over the upcoming weekend, highs around 90, Gulf water temperature now at 87. Right now this morning, with 94% relative humidity, the current temperature is 77, mostly clear skies, few clouds at 744.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
All right, coming up, our big 4th of July spectacular continues.
Spectacular!
With an all-American game called
Truth or Baloney.
And it's all about the 4th of July. And to help you prepare for this test of wisdom, we have a special episode of Barney the Dinosaur, which is all about the 4th of July. Everything you need to know is in there, so you'll be able to play the game and win. That's coming up, 7:45.
From the Fox Business Network, cybersecurity company Symantec is said to be in talks to be sold to Broadcom. Reports say the two companies are in advanced negotiations. Wedbush analyst Daniel Ives says if a deal is done, it'll value Symantec at $16 to $17 billion. Job cuts in the first half of the year are the most since 2009, says outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. Companies are cutting positions in retail, industrial manufacturing, and the auto business. Federal judge considering the $80 million award in a case involving Monsanto's Roundup says he'll reduce the amount to $50 million or less. Edwin Hardeman sued, saying the weed killer Roundup caused his cancer. Monsanto maintains its Roundup does not cause cancer. Tesla set records in the recent quarter. Its stock is rallying. It delivered more than 95,000 cars. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. 8 months later and still no answers for the family of a man shot and killed last Thanksgiving. Jermaine Sanders was shot in the 1800 block of Church Street in Selma while walking home from Thanksgiving dinner. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest and conviction. Senator Doug Jones met with rural hospital workers in Dadeville Tuesday. Jones heard from the staff at Lake Martin Community Hospital about the challenges they're facing. He says more funding is needed to keep these hospitals open. And celebrate the 4th of July tonight at Blount Cultural Park in Montgomery. The event is free and open to the public. Music from Cam & Company starts at 6, followed by the fireworks at 9 o'clock. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th. On the Wetumpka Highway.
Yes. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their mini station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
It's food, fun, and fireworks as the City of Montgomery presents the Independence Day celebration at Blount Cultural Park on July 3rd. Gates open at 6 p.m. Sponsored by Wind Creek Casino, Bama Budweiser, Larry Bucket Chevrolet, and WSFA. Enjoy live music by Cam & Company, kids' activities, food vendors, Budweiser Beer Garden, and fireworks at dusk. Admission is free, and you are encouraged to bring chairs and blankets. Enjoy all this family fun and grab the best seat in town for the grand fireworks display on July 3rd at Blount Cultural Park. For more info, go to FunandMontgomery.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about the 4th of July. It is celebrating America time. So we eat a lot when it's 4th of July. Hot dogs, chips, and barbecue. Pigging out on all that junk foods as American is eating apple pie. But getting fat isn't the only way we celebrate our independence. The 4th of July, we blow things up to honor Uncle Sam. Light that M80, throw that M80, or soon you will see you lost three fingers on your hand. It's okay, kids, you've still got enough fingers to count to 7. Happy 4th of July, Barney.
It is. I got to do Barney down in South Florida.
Oh, yeah?
And of all places, this very fine restaurant where we had our last dinner, her friends from the zoo were with us, and they're terrific people, and we were talking about all kinds of stuff. So I don't know how it started, but the whole thing about embarrassing her in front of her friends, and I told them about my Barney method. So I had to do a little Barney at the table just to prove how good I was.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. Let's play a game. The game called
Truth or Baloney.
Now, I have the torture music on standby. I would hope, I think any good American listener would want to play this particular edition of the game because it's all about the 4th. So, 272-9228 is the number. And we can give you your choice here, a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card or a $10 food outlet. Since we have to give away Thursday and Friday stuff, right?
Yeah,
maybe we could do both.
This should be a subject that...
Are we doing a drawing today?
No, we'll roll our colors in the next week.
Next
week.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, okay.
What do we have, like 8 for the whole week?
We have more than that. And you always tell me, callers, it doesn't matter how many you have. It's always good that we got 21.
Yeah, Greg.
Ooh, wow.
Turn the mic down. If you don't like it so much, I'll go downstairs. But I'm opinionated, and I get fired up about things.
I don't think that would even help.
No, don't turn your mic down. Turn my headphones down.
We have 21 calls.
That's a fair amount of calls for a Wednesday.
Not yet. Hang on.
7 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Yeah, when they don't rate you based on the number of phone calls you get. Yeah. It's never been that way.
No.
And look who came through.
Didn't even need the torture music on that one, did we? Well, maybe we did.
Hey, William B.
What's up?
Hey, William B.
You ready to play this? I think you're a pretty good patriot. I think you should have no trouble winning this game.
Well, we'll give it a shot.
I'll read you a statement. You tell me whether it's true or baloney. Get 2 out of 3 correct or get them all wrong and you win. Here's your first statement. Americans eat more hot dogs on the 4th of July than any other day of the year. Again, Americans eat more hot dogs on the 4th of July than any other day of the year. Truth or baloney?
I'm just going to take a stab at it and say that's true.
Winning. $20 billion a year.
And
is half of that's at Nathan's.
I was going to say, tomorrow is the day at Nathan's?
God. I can't watch that.
It makes me throw up.
We do $155 million tomorrow. On average. And by the way, as I said during the food outlet spot, Oscar Mayer wieners, 98 cents a pack at food outlet right now. They're open. They open at 7. Mm-hmm. All right, you're halfway to glory, William Blake. Number 2, 17 different states now ban all types of fireworks for the general public. Truth or baloney?
Ooh. I know a lot of them do. I'm going to say it's true.
Yeah.
No, losing, guys. Sorry. The only state that bans all types of fireworks is Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I got it.
But I remember growing up in Ohio, you certainly couldn't buy them. And when we saw that there were stores in the South where you could actually buy fireworks, we thought that's insane.
Well,
but we thought it was great.
We used to pool resources to somebody. I think it was Tennessee.
If you're going south, you got to buy me some fireworks.
Yeah.
We can believe there are actual stores where you can buy it.
In Tennessee, you got the aerial bombs.
Yeah.
You know, bottled M80s.
M80s.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Tennessee has fireworks superstores, man.
Mm-hmm.
Huge places.
Open year-round, some of them.
Yeah.
All right, this is...
give this a listen. Statement three, the term Declaration of Independence doesn't actually appear in the Declaration of Independence.
Oh.
Truth or baloney?
Boy, that's a good one.
The words Declaration of Independence, I'm going to say it probably don't, actually.
So you're so saying true. True.
Winning. And before we had a chance to talk our way out of the correct answer, yes.
that's where I was going. I was saying, I don't think it actually, so the statement is true.
Declaration is there at the top. The word independent is there a few times, but independence is not in there at all.
Yeah.
The title says, The Unanimous Declaration of the 13 United States of America. And we've grown from that, those 13 colonies to 57 states. Let's do the last couple real quick, just for funsies. Last July, over 9,000 Americans went to the hospital with firework-related injuries. True to baloney.
Most likely true. 9,000, probably 7,500 from Alabama.
No, losing, guys.
No,
sorry.
No, really?
9,000 Americans was the number for the entire year, not just July. That number is actually down from an all-time high of 12,800 injuries in 2017. And then finally...
Yeah, hold my beer and watch this.
Right.
Over 5% of American presidents were either born or died on the 4th of July.
I know what I would give as an answer. But go ahead, what do you think?
What do you say,
Rich? I'm guessing I have an inclination. I know some presidents died, so I'm going to say that I think it's true.
Winning. It is.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I can't remember the names. I knew there was a couple, yeah.
Well, Thomas Jefferson and
three of the first five
and Adams,
fourth.
Yeah.
John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe all died on the 4th. Calvin Coolidge was born on the 4th, so it's actually about 9%.
And they willed themselves to live to the 4th. In other words, they were on their last legs. You know,
I still think if you were to give odds on July when they signed the Declaration, odds on the two of them. Living 50 years and dying on the same day and on the 4th of July, no less, what that would have been calculated to be.
Sure.
Beyond calculation,
sure.
I would guess.
But,
so what would you like? You want a food outlet gift certificate or seafood bistro?
Which one?
Let's go food outlet this time. I hadn't had one in a while.
Okay. Right. Hang on. And thanks for playing the game, and then we'll have a conundrum. Next hour, it is 7:58, a quick trip to the traffic dungeon, Fox News, and then we're back.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our morning rush hour, and we see a couple of issues for you this morning. We have the accident at Highway 143 and I-65 South, and traffic is backing up in that area, so be careful if you're headed into downtown. The traffic on I-85 is moving along pretty well. We do see an accident on the east side of town. It is at Ware's Ferry Road and Twain Curve right near the boulevard, so be careful if you have to pass through there. If you're on the boulevard, it's stop and go at most of the traffic lights, but everybody is behaving themselves and moving along pretty well this morning. Let's be careful out there. Peking Palace on the Southern Boulevard has been serving great Chinese food for years. They're back. Same family, same great food, but now known as Jenny's Restaurant. Stop by Jenny's Restaurant. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlikely.